Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. I'm Jonathan, I will be doing this week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. This week I will be reviewing 5 beautiful guitars, consists of one historical instrument, and another modern or contemporary builder, but heavily influenced by the historical instruments, and some modern guitars as well. We are also offering 25% discount for some guitars that are in special offers category. Make sure to stay tuned because in a couple of hours, we will be publishing the concert of our dear friends, Iva Kosic, in our YouTube channel. So make sure you like this video, leave us your thoughts on the comment section below, and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, don't forget to follow us on our other social media platform, such as Instagram and Facebook. Again, we still have wonderful and beautiful guitars coming to us on daily basis, actually. And I can confidently say that this is the place if you are looking for the finest guitar. And yeah, we are truly the world's finest guitar in one place. So let's begin. The first guitar is made by Miguel Simplicio, the son of Francisco Simplicio. This guitar is from 1932. It is number 339. As those of Francisco Simplicio guitars, this guitar is highly decorated with very beautiful mosaic on the rosette and the purfling. The spruce soundboard is in excellent condition without any structural issues. Only this part between the fretboard and the spruce soundboard, it had some separation which was repaired and glued professionally. And the bridge was rebuilt according to the original. You can see the beautiful spruce top. It shows some patina. And of course the lovely mahogany back and sides. As well as the typical carved headstock of Simplicio guitars. So, let's take a listen. This kind of sound is my personal favorite, honestly. The old traditional Spanish sound with a very deep basses. The main resonance of this guitar is C sharp, between C sharp and D actually. So it shows why the bass of this guitar is very deep. And of course it has also a brass tornovos. I will say the deep basses are not only just deep, but it has good focus. It is very direct and deep at the same time. And of course, the trebles are very singing. Yeah, you can tell the guitar has been aged well, has been very well maintained over the years, and yeah, the sound has developed maturely. The vintage character of this guitar, the old world traditional sound, it's my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. guitar is very musical. The character of the sound is very charming, I would say. The trebles are very round with enough brightness on them, and they have this kind of lushness into them. Very lovely. And of course, the deep and focused basses, I just love it. It has very wide dynamic range as well. I would say the guitar responds very well to the right hand. I think it is also worth to mention that this guitar is simply as good as Francisco Simplicio's guitar. They are equally as good. The next guitar is made by Daryl Perry from Winnipeg, Canada. He's one of the most reputable guitar maker from Canada. His building style is heavily influenced by the historical instrument, such as Antonio de Torres, Santos Hernandez, and many more. Of course, he took these historical influences and put them into the modern context, such as this guitar. This is his concert model. This is not by any means copy of any great masters, but of course, it is heavily influenced by the old Spanish guitars. You can see the spruce top, highest quality spruce top for sure. And the rosette, it is influenced by the Santos Hernandez. What I love the most about this guitar is the beautiful, really beautiful bird's eye maple back and sides. I mean, I'm wondering somehow if one day I have my own house, I want to make a kitchen with only bird's eye maple decoration. What do you think, guys? Let's hear how it sounds. So beautiful. Again, like the Miguel Simplicio, this kind of sound is honestly my personal favorite. It is just such a charming instrument. And of course, this concert model will fulfill the need of any modern guitarist. It has a huge volume as well, good projection. It is a concert guitar. The trebles, man, it's so singing. Thank you. Yeah, guys, this is very lovely instrument. It is also very lightweight, actually, around 1.3 kilograms. You can feel the whole guitar resonates when you are playing it. The bass, again, like the Simplicio, the basses are not just deep, but it has a mass into it. It's a full sounding. Not only deep and hollow, but it's deep and focused. It's also very singing. Yeah, you can bring a lot of nuances on this guitar. Very lovely guitar. So the next guitar is a bit different. This is a modern guitar made by German luthier Dieter Müller. This is a brand new guitar from 2022. It has spruce double top soundboard, as you can see, combined with Wenge back and sides. Lovely. What is interesting is also the fingerboard. It is also from Wenge, not from Ebony. This is quite lightweight guitar. For a modern guitar, this is very lightweight actually. And by the way, this is a 630 millimeter scale. So this is like the right guitar for somebody who has smaller hands. Let's hear how it sounds. As expected, modern guitar double top, it has a very huge volume. But what unexpected is the tonal colors. And not only that, for such a lightweight guitar, it has a good sustain, quite long sustain. Good volume, good sustain, good clarity. I would say traditional-ish sounding and very responsive, really responsive to the right hand attack. The main resonance of this guitar is between E and F. That's why it has very deep basses as well. Thank you. you hear the colors, they are all there. It's very expressive. The dynamic range possibilities of this guitar are endless. Like, this is the true concert guitar. It meant to be played on the concert stage. And really, guys, the playability is amazing. I think anybody will have a good time playing this guitar and tackling difficult passages on any musical piece. So guys, don't forget, in a couple of hours we will be publishing a concert, online concert, on our YouTube channel by our dear friend Iva Kosic. You don't want to miss this one. She's a very talented guitarist and I'm sure you will be enjoying her playing. So the next guitar is made by Achim Hellenthal. He's a German guitar maker from Kreuzau. This is a brand new guitar from 2022. It is built influenced by Santos Hernandez. You can see the headstock design. It's a very reminiscence of Santos guitars. And of course, the rosette. It has a beautiful spruce soundboard. The tie block has a matching motif as the rosette. Beautiful. And Santos rosewood back and sides. It's kind of cool, right? Santos influence guitar made with Santos rosewood. Yeah, let's take a listen. Again, it has the sound character that I really like, the old world vintage, old Spanish master, Barcelona, Madrid, Granada, Africa. You know, this vintage, retro, hippie, old Spanish world character sound. I really love this kind of character. And yeah, sure, the basses are reminding us of the old Spanish guitars due to its F main resonance as well. Beautiful. It's very beautiful. Honestly, this is also my first time playing Achim Hellenthal guitars. I can clearly understand Achim Hellenthal's intention on this guitar. Yeah, Achim himself is a guitarist, so he clearly knows how to build an instrument with a good playability. which reflects on this instrument. And the power, it's also good. I mean, this is quite powerful guitars. Last but not least, this is a guitar, 8 strings guitar made by Roberto Pozzi. He's an Italian guitar maker. This particular guitar was built in 2015. You can see the simple design of the rosette on the spruce top. Simple but very effective design. And Indian rosewood back and sides. Very good Indian rosewood. Let's hear how it sounds. It has a very good playability. The neck shape is very comfortable. Even though it is a 8-string guitar, I kind of find that the orientation on this guitar is relatively similar to a 6-string guitar. So it didn't take me a lot to know my way around this guitar. For the 6-string players who are wishing for more strings, this guitar might suit you well. The trebles are ringing beautifully, very clear and very colorful as well. Yeah guys, we finally arrived at the end of this week's episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting. Thank you for watching. Thank you for the support and the appreciation. We read also the comments from last week's episode. Yes, me and Joyan, that's something that we are planning to do more often, that we are together reviewing or discussing our guitar collections. We will be doing something together again for the weekly guitar meeting. And yeah, just stay tuned. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode of the weekly guitar meeting. Don't forget to hit the like button. Leave us your thoughts on the comment section below and subscribe if you haven't already. We also offer 25% discount for the instruments that belong to special offer categories. Go ahead and check our website. Maybe you will find one or two guitars that are interesting for you. So that's it, guys. I hope to see you again next week. And me and Joyan, we will be together, do some crazy stuff. I'm just kidding. Then, stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you again next week. Ciao.